Welcome to This Period in Particles Custom RPG, Episode 6. It's been well over a year since our last episode, and once again, for those that are fans of exactness, it's 377 days. Far too long, people. Far too long. Anyway, I'm trying to make these things shorter than they have been historically, so I'll try not to ramble on for not only 19 minutes as in Episode 4, or 12 minutes in Episode 5. But only maybe 4 or 5 minutes today. I've got a few things I would like to talk about. Today's agenda covers our new server, our update system, and what's coming next. Now, with our new server, we should experience much less lag, much less packet loss, and generally should provide a better experience. It's based in Washington, D.C. and costs an arm and a leg, so I hope you all enjoy it. You can thank a silent partner for helping me fund this project, without which it would be much more difficult on my income. The new server is a 3 GHz Pentium 4 with hyper-threading. It's got 1 GB of RAM, and I have a 100 megabit bidirectional internet connection, which basically means no matter how much bandwidth we need, we've got it. I could shove out 12.5 megabytes per second, just forever. And this should come down to some real-world benefits as well. It's not just an increase in stats, but our own dedicated hardware. We were hosting at the services of a kind man named Iron Maiden, or at least that's what he goes by. His first name is Doug. I don't know if he'd want me to give out his last name. But we've kind of outgrown that environment which he provided in his virtual machine farm. I really appreciate his service, because without him, we probably would have disappeared many, many years ago. So please thank him if you know him. Alright, now that we've got that out of the way, I would like to talk about our new DNS system that I've got set up. You can connect directly to our server using names instead of IP addresses. If you connect to tribes.pcrpg.org, you will always be sent to our server, regardless of what IP our server happens to be on at the moment. I realize our IP doesn't change much these days, but the convenience should be appreciated. Now on to the new update system. You may or may not have heard about this yet, but if you haven't, I would like to explain it to you. I have created an update system for our server, which will dynamically update you every time you connect to the server. This should provide very much simplified updating and actually enable us to do updating on a client-side basis. We'll be able to do maps, we'll be able to do sounds, new vol files, new textures, new models, anything we want to, because with this system, you'll always have what you need. No more finding packs or anything. Now, while this sounds absolutely wonderful right off, it's even more wonderful than you realize. We've been playing the same game since 2001, maybe 2000, I can't remember for sure. And I can understand that after 6 years, certain players would get bored and want to move on. But with this, we should be able to bring back players. The new content, along with the relatively lag-free new server, should provide a much richer experience, and hopefully will draw not only more newbies, but old players that have moved on. So go ahead and spread the word about these two things. But what's coming up next? This is based on the first two points. With the new update system, I would like to start working on the most obvious content that there is, a new map. Now, this may be a gradual process, which will help ease the people who are not familiar with whatever new map we have set for a target into the new structure. I would hate to shock the players by having an entirely new map that is difficult to navigate, but at the same time, our current map is boring. We've had it for too long. New buildings, new terrain, maybe. I don't know about the terrain part yet. But definitely new buildings, new configurations, all of that. I hope to get RJ on board soon. I haven't been able to talk to him in the recent days, to hopefully create the the new model files that he's been working on. I'd like to move them into our project. Now, before I go, I would like to mention something about this updater. You need to get it installed as soon as you can. It's eventually going to be required for play here. Now, everyone that downloads Tribes RPG, the installer for it right now, will automatically have the saying launch for them, the installer for the update system. So all of our newbies should have this. All of the old bees that care to play should find out about this, since they're seasoned enough not to be scared away from playing just because of a single missing file that they need. And I hope, with everything all tied together, we begin to have a richer community that's more reminiscent of the days of years gone by. We're already on the way there. I hope to see you in the mix. Until next time, this is Particle, and thanks for listening.